on Radio 4, our Saturday Night Theatre, which is a psychological thriller based on a true story. Set in 1920s Marseille, the play explores sexual passion, even to the point of death.
La Petite Mort by Nick Stafford, with Diane Bull, Jack Pratt, and Jeffrey Beavers.
Oh, Sylvie. Oh.
Where shall I go? North, south, east. Forwards, backwards. Anywhere but backwards. Never going back. Forever, never. Don't think of Father. God, don't think of him.
I know.
In his study. Been through all his papers, been to the bank. Pours himself a lot of brandy, lights a last cigar, drinks the brandy, pulls on the cigar, swallows the muzzle of the pistol, exhales the smoke around the barrel, pulls the trigger.
Put it! Kill her! Future! God! Are you going to cry?
No.
Oh, my God. Sylvie. You're extraordinary.
Thank you.
I could marry you.
You could not, Poisson. You have a wife.
I wish I'd met you first.
I would never be more than a mistress to you. That's all right.
Why?
Your wife is the daughter of a businessman.
Don't you want more? You have so much more to give than my wife. You're the daughter of a cavalry officer, and it shows.
A penniless, dead cavalry officer.
But you have the breeding.
But here in Marseille, I am in service. Puisseau, you do not have to say anything, promise anything. This is what it is.
You're a strange one. So hot, but yet so cold. I love you.
You don't have to say that.
I want to say it. I love you.
Only because you find me more pleasurable than your wife. Wasn't there a time when you and she enjoyed each other?
In the beginning.
But not now.
Sometimes. After I've been here with you, I go back to her and try the same things with her, but...
She'll discover this apartment you rent.
She knows nothing of my business affairs. Only what I choose to tell her.
Is this business, then?
You must know it isn't.
I don't know anything. Time I was on my way back to
London. Oh, no, not yet.
I'm nearly late now.
Well, she won't notice.
Don't you believe it?
Crazy old woman.
As you say.
Aren't you going to wash?
No time.
You smell of sex.
No one will get close enough to notice.
No one?
No.
Will you wash before you serve wine at dinner?
Why?
At dinner. In amongst the aromas of the food, it will be possible to smell sex on you. My sex. I'm coming to dinner this evening.
And your wife?
When you serve my food, linger for a moment. I shall turn my head a fraction and remember. Here. Put this around your neck.
What is it?
A necklace.
Another necklace?
For you.
But what use are necklaces when I cannot wear them?
Keep it in your room.
The other is in my room. One necklace I might be able to explain.
Explain?
There's no privacy. Do your servants have privacy?
I don't go rummaging through their belongings. If you left Madame Gramat, we'd have more chance to be together.
How?
I suggest to my wife we need a new maid. You become available, she hires you.
And how would I become available?
Leave Madame Gramat.
And then Madame Gramat wouldn't give me a reference, so then your wife wouldn't want me. You're mad. You have no idea of the constraints on my life.
Stay where you are, then.
You make it sound like I want to stay there, when the truth is, I have no choice.
I'd employ you.
Meaning what?
Take a full lease on this apartment instead of just one day a week.
And?
I'd come here as often as I could.
And how often would that be?
Most days.
And the evenings?
Difficult.
What would I do in the evenings?
Why so aggressive? I'm offering some improvement in your circumstances, and all you can do is voice objections.
Well, you're tired of me. What then?
Tired of you?
When you're tired of me, would you still pay for the apartment?
I don't envisage tiring of you.
We'd be found out.
We'd be careful.
I'd have to live like a fugitive. I might tire of you.
God, no one addresses me so disrespectfully.
And so?
It's one of your attractions as a lover.
It can't go on like this.
What are you saying?
Lovers are always discovered.
I sometimes think I want to be discovered.
You keep the necklace. Bring it when we meet, and I'll wear it here.
Who's there?
Sylvie, Madame Grandma.
Come. Approach.
You sent for me, Madame.
You are late.
I'm sorry, Madame.
Why?
I was walking, then it was too late. I hurried, but it was too far.
Walking where?
Along the promenade by the sea.
The docks?
The docks?
Yes, the docks.
I have no reason to venture near there.
In that case, do you steal from shops?
Pardon, Madame?
You heard. You are an attractive young woman, Sylvie Volvestre. I've seen how men look at you. Your flesh is sumptuous. If you went to the docks on your day off, you would experience little difficulty in peddling your sumptuous flesh.
You may be my employer, Madame, but that does not give you the
Did
right...
Did your father's house not have servants? If you came into possession of some knowledge of wrongdoing by a servant, did not he, or you yourself even, chastise them?
I have done nothing wrong.
You are late.
I have explained why.
Unconvincingly. I've always felt the need to watch you more closely than the average servant. You are used to money, possessions. It must be hard for you not to have them and yet be surrounded by them. This necklace I found in your room must have been paid for or stolen. Well, you can't have paid for it out of your wages. This is your necklace. Tears, how tiresome and how predictable.
Madame, I am eternally grateful to you for taking me in, but I must protest. Yes, protest at this outrageous violation of my privacy and impingement upon the memory of my
mother. Oh, I can hardly understand what you say.
The necklace was my mother's.
This?
That.
When your father lost his estate, did he know you had this?
He did not.
And you did not tell him?
No.
Are you ashamed of that fact?
It is all I have of her.
Weren't you ashamed, even when your father took his own life?
I do not think the necklace would have covered the debts he'd incurred or alleviated his shame.
Oh, my cousin was a weak man.
Yes, madame.
Oh, dry your eyes. Very well, you're neither a whore nor a thief, but it was wrong of you to keep the necklace in your room. It was a great temptation to the other servants, and it's fortunate that it was I who discovered it. I shall keep it safe, and should you ever leave, I shall return it to you.
But, madame... Sometimes I like to sit and hold the necklace.
Before you go to the kitchens, pass me my pills. I feel a little dizzy. You've upset me. Please, my pills.
I cannot see them.
They're on the piano.
Oh?
Help me up, then. I'll get them.
Madame,
the guests
will be
right.
Madame?
She's having a touch
on
the piano.
I have them.
I'm sorry, madame. I
can't. Give me a few minutes.
I came to remind you the guests will be arriving soon, madame.
A few minutes? And then I shall be recovered.
Madame, I panicked.
Madame, how many times have I told you to keep your pills about you?
She wasn't going to get them.
I beg your pardon?
Sylvie wasn't going to get them.
What are you saying?
I panicked.
You see, she panicked. Have you ever seen Madame in that state before?
No.
I panicked the first time. If you kept your pills by your side, then everything would be easier. It's not much for us to ask, is it, that you keep your pills with you?
No, Gandon. You are probably right.
Probably?
Definitely.
That's better. You're needed in the kitchen, Sylvie.
Candle, Monsieur Edward Stenney is expected for dinner. Could you bring him to me before we go in?
Deep breath. Don't look at anyone. Serve swiftly. Depart. Start with Madame.
More wine, Madame.
Thank you, Sylvie.
Monsieur Puiseux?
Please.
I'm trembling. I can't pour properly.
Monsieur Stenay?
Yes.
Some wine for you, Monsieur Stenay.
Hmm?
Why is no one speaking at this dinner party? Puiseux watches me from the corner of his eye like he's trying to tell me something. Madame Puiseux has her head down.
Yes, please.
Oh, God. All these people in one room together.
I said, yes, please.
Sylvie, you're pouring wine onto the tablecloth.
Oh, my apologies, my apologies.
Just mop it up for now.
Are you all right?
Just serve Madame Puiseux.
I don't, Madame, feel very well.
Just serve Madame Puiseux, please.
One foot in front of the other, 6 steps to Madame Puiseux. Stop. The glass nearly empty, just pour. Curtsy to Madame Grammer. Permission to leave.
Madame Grammer? Yes, Madame Puiseux?
Look at me, Madame. Let me go. I'll run. I'll never come back.
You may have noticed I've been silent since we sat down. I don't know how to address the question in my mind to a friend. Please don't take this the wrong way. But could you tell me how you came by the necklace you are wearing?
Necklace? She's wearing my necklace. Madame Grammer is wearing my necklace.
I can, but I'd love to know why it has such an effect on you.
My necklace?
I have also noticed the necklace. Its similarity is remarkable.
Similarity to what, Monsieur Puiseux?
I had one just like it. Had one?
It was lost.
It was stolen.
It's his wife's. He gave me one of his wife's necklaces.
As you see, I think my wife lost such a necklace while she insists it was stolen.
It was stolen.
I don't mind you losing such a necklace. I've told you, you don't have to pretend it was stolen.
I'm not pretending. Please, please.
Sorry, madame.
My apologies, madame.
Oh, I understand your position, Madame Puiseux. I too would be distressed to lose my necklace.
Perhaps they were a pair. Part of a magnificent set.
See, we've caused the wheels of Edward's legal mind to whirl into motion.
The explanation could be that simple. What were the origins of your necklace, Madame Puiseux?
A family heirloom.
And yours, Madame Grammer?
Why, mine is also a family heirloom. It was my mother's.
And so was this.
Indeed, it's all I have of hers.
Now, perhaps your families were related.
I do not think so. Your family are from Aix, are they not? Part of my family.
I'm sure my family spent some time in Aix. We shall have to find out.
In the meantime, I shall have an exact copy made. Antique stones, antique gold.
I wasn't accusing you of anything, Madame Grammer.
Of course you weren't. If I was in your position, I would have said the same, especially to a friend.
For a moment there, I thought I might get a nice, juicy brief.
Which side would you have taken?
Oh, Edward could take both sides. There's no one to match him. And he's capable of being quite dispassionate.
Well, it's easy. People are stupid.
Well, I'm not. Are you having an affair with her?
With whom?
With Madame Grammer.
How dare you laugh at me? Please, this is a dinner party.
He's having an affair with somebody.
I am not.
Oh, the way he is some days. All pampered and glowing in the morning, then smug and vile in the evening. And the things he tries to do to me.
Why?
Sex, but no love. He makes me feel so.
For pity's sake, oh. Shut up!
Oh, dear.
You... God, what are you doing to me?
Sylvie, clear that up, would you?
Yes, madame.
And more wine, I think.
From Lille.
Sorry?
She's from Lille.
Who?
Sylvie Volvest, the girl who served your table. You haven't been listening, have you? She's the eldest daughter of a distant cousin. He was a widower, gambled his estate away. Before he killed himself, he wrote and asked if I'd take her in.
As a servant, probably not quite what he meant.
So, Edward, you think she's beautiful?
Moderately.
I've noticed you notice her before.
Now I come to think that I think I thought she was fairly attractive the first time I saw her.
I think she's the one Puiseux's having an affair with.
Do you?
Does that make you jealous?
The carriage business, the necklace. Madame Puiseux appeared to be telling the truth.
Well, I think she was. This necklace isn't a family heirloom. Well, not my family, at least. I found it amongst Sylvie's possessions.
When?
Today.
Where did she say it came from?
Her mother. I confiscated it.
And wore it. Madame Puiseux thought her husband gave it to you.
I don't think she really thought that.
I do.
You think she feels sexually inferior to me?
Some men are attracted to older women.
Not as old as I.
Believe me, as a lawyer, I know. Some men will find gratification anyway.
Edward, you can be so utterly charming.
Yes. But charm is not enough in this world.
Poor boy. Are you in trouble again?
I'm afraid so.
How much?
Could you spare 5,000?
That will make a total of 25.
I haven't forgotten.
Very well. Edward, could I have a little kiss?
Of course.
Oh, Sylvie. Sylvie, I was worried you wouldn't come.
I need to tell you it's over.
I'm sorry about the necklace.
You humiliated me. Madame Grandma's not a fool. She'll piece the story together.
What has the old witch said?
Nothing. She's waiting to humiliate me further. I told her it was my mother's, and then she wore it.
Oh, I see. Well, I'm glad she found it. Glad she wore it. It's made me do something I wanted to do. I've left my wife. After the dinner, we continued arguing at home. The next day, I left. I've rented an apartment, a proper apartment. Please, Sylvie, I want you to come and live there with me.
As your full-time whore?
No.
Shall we be married?
Divorce will be difficult. I'm in business with her father.
We must be married.
Very well.
Will divorce ruin you?
Oh, no.
I want to be married and I want my own allowance.
Yes.
And I won't be treated as you've treated your wife.
No, I'll do anything. Can't you see I'm desperate, intoxicated? I want you.
Would you kill yourself if I said no? That's how much you have to want me.
Yes.
Can I leave Madame Grandma's today?
Yes.
I can leave here, go to Madame Grandma's, pack and go to the apartment.
Yes.
I need some money now.
Oh, yes. Yes, of course. How much?
How much do you think I deserve?
What, 100?
250.
Oh, yes, 250 pounds.
We must go to a lawyer. Edward Stenney would be the best.
Oh, yes.
Good. Now, make love to me.
Oh, yes.
Tear your clothes.
Oh.
When you are naked, undress me very, very slowly.
Oh, look at me. I'm shaking.
I won't leave Madame Grandma today. Wait until you've seen Monsieur Stenay.
Yes.
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 John? Monsieur Puiseux.
Monsieur Stenay.
Be seated.
Thank you.
Now, a legal problem?
A delicate position which has legal implications.
Delicate positions are my oeuvre.
May I talk in complete confidence?
You may.
A situation has occurred between myself and a young lady. I want to divorce my wife and marry the young lady.
I am an expert on divorce.
I don't think my wife will contest. I left the conjugal home more than a week ago, and before that matters were unsettled between us. In fact, they were not conjugal at all.
I saw.
The difficulty is, I'm in business with my father-in-law.
Monsieur quoi?
You know him.
Of him.
Well, I've always, as a matter of prudence, maintained finance independently of my business partnership. But when I tell him the marriage to his daughter is ended, Monsieur Croix may feel duty-bound to terminate our business partnership, or at least make life very difficult.
You haven't told him?
No. No.
Anyone?
Well, no.
Who is it you intend to marry?
A young... Look, this is a bit embarrassing, isn't it? Well, she's called Sylvie Volvestre. She's a servant at Madame Grimard's house, but really she's from Lille, a military family.
Served a table the other week. Spilled the wine?
Yes.
Well, she's certainly attractive.
Yes, she is attractive.
Have you made love to her?
I beg your pardon?
Have you made love to her?
Yes.
If you've had her, why marry her?
I beg your pardon?
Look, if I'm going to act for you, I need to know what's going on. You're asking me to help you, and I need to know why.
You're asking too much.
Why did you come to me?
For your reputation.
What is my reputation?
The highest.
I have secured my reputation by being successful. I am successful because, unlike most lawyers, I do not accept cases I do not believe in. I'm more of a priest than a lawyer.
Well, it's... I don't know how to... Well, there are some... Some people are made for... Well, like myself, I'm average at most things. I can conduct business, tell jokes, and when I was younger, I was a reasonable all-round athlete. But some people excel at one thing. They have a gift, whether it be for chess, singing. Sylvie is the most consummate lover. I had tried other women before, and I've tried since, but the feeling of disappointment that it's not Sylvie makes me think I would rather be celibate than not have her. I must marry her. I'm obsessed.
Are you really prepared to risk giving up everything for a servant girl?
But as I said, her father was an officer. There was some financial business. He killed himself.
Very well, this is what you must do. Bring me all the books. Transfer as much money as you can into your separate account, and you'll need a new investment, an insurance policy, which no one can get up. Life insurance. Once it's started, only you or your new wife may benefit. I'll start one today. You bring me the money, and we'll tuck it away in there. Once these things are done, only then tell your present wife of your intention to divorce her.
He'll take my case.
I will.
Thank you. Thank you.
I will. Is Sylvie with you?
Oh, yes, but I wanted to talk to you alone.
Very wise. I'll need to speak to her. While I do, you may go and get your books.
Well, shouldn't I stay?
Your books are the most pressing item.
Oh, yes.
I shall explain everything to her.
Monsieur Stenay, at dinner, you said most people are stupid.
Did I? The joke.
I think you meant it. Do you think I'm behaving stupidly?
Not at all. You've discovered what you want and are taking steps to secure it. Mademoiselle Valdez.
Monsieur Stenay.
Enter. Be seated. Wouldn't you be more comfortable on the chaise?
If you insist, Monsieur Stenay. Monsieur Stenay.
No one will disturb us. I have just been conversing with Monsieur Puiseau.
Yes?
Do you know what he told me?
I have some idea.
Shall I tell you?
Monsieur Stenay, you are sitting very close.
He told me he is planning to leave his wife for you.
Oh?
He's gone to fetch his business accounts. Despicably to move money from his business partnership to himself in anticipation of a feud with his father-in-law. I am handling his case.
You're the best.
He is going to divorce his wife for you. He says you are the most consummate lover, but he cannot bear not to have you. I think you've driven him to distraction.
I think I have.
You're a siren, a waylayer of men.
I am.
He is setting up an insurance policy against his life.
Very wise.
Congratulations.
Thank you, Edward.
You are the most wonderful woman in the world.
Have you been jealous?
I've tried not to think about it.
We're going to be rich.
In 3 months.
That night at Madame Gramat's, that business over the necklace.
Madame Gramat suspects you have an affair with Puiseau, but that is all.
She knows nothing of us.
If she does, she hasn't let on. I have one more instruction.
Yes?
Tell him no more until you are married.
Keep him wanting.
Until you are married.
Then?
You will have to stay with him for a reasonable amount of time.
You don't know if I can bear to. How much do you want me, Edward?
I will kill for you. We could make love now.
Can we? I'd like that very much. Edward, look at me.
Oh, dear, Edward, have you looked at any other woman like that?
Well, of course not.
How soon will I marry Puiseux?
A month. Strike whilst the iron is hot.
I don't want to move into his apartment in the meantime.
I'll tell Puiseux you've gone away to lay low until the wedding.
Where shall I go?
My apartment.
Gandon? Sylvie?
Sorry to disturb you so late.
I haven't sent for anything.
I haven't brought anything.
What is that?
This. My bag. Where's my necklace?
What necklace?
The necklace you stole from me.
Madame Puiseux's necklace.
My necklace.
Are you going somewhere? I won't give you a reference.
I don't want a reference.
Are you going to be a full-time whore?
You can't hurt me anymore. You hold no power over me. Ring the bell as much as you like. I disconnected it.
My things!
Tell me where the necklace is and I'll stop.
I'll report you to the gendarmes.
And accuse me of what?
Stealing the necklace.
He gave it me.
Do you think he'll admit that to the police, that he gave it to you?
Yes.
Think he'd risk his marriage for you?
Here it is.
Gandol! Gandol!
Shut up!
Help! Shut up!
I'm putting everything back where I found it. You're not hurt. I'm going to go, and neither of us will mention this to anyone. Goodbye, Madame Grandma.
Why did you do that?
Because she'd taken it from me, obviously.
I know that, obviously. And you'd received it from Puiseux.
Obviously.
Why be so stupid?
Stupid?
Because one day I can imagine you quite capable of killing Madame Grammont.
She makes me angry enough.
Never kill when angry. No one's ever murdered for no reason. There's always some connection which can be traced.
And Puiseux?
There will be a connection, but no anger, no motive.
Apart from the insurance.
But no trace of foul play. It's perfectly ordinary for there to be an insurance policy from which you will benefit. It'd have to be very, very unlucky for someone to start poking around.
No one but you knows what enmity lies between myself and Madame Grammont.
You don't know that. You don't know who she might have talked to.
No.
Well, then.
Are you jealous?
Jealous? Of what?
Puiseux's necklace.
That bauble?
If you aren't jealous, why?
Why should I be? You can have all the necklaces you want.
But a lover gave me this one.
Is that how you think of him?
Well, that's what he is, obviously.
Wouldn't it be more accurate to call him a fornicator? Can we talk of something else?
Yes, Madame Grandma. In return for the money she's lent you over the years, have you ever fornicated with her?
No.
These things have to be asked, don't they? Do you owe her any money now?
No. Puiseux wants to see you.
I'll throw the necklace away.
Don't do that. Keep it.
Don't go cold on me, Edouard.
I haven't, but please, your passions.
You love me for my passion.
Be passionate where appropriate. The jails are full of the perpetrators of crimes of passion, whilst the perpetrators of crimes of dispassion enjoy liberty and the fruits of their labors.
Sylvie, I've been worried and angry.
I was hesitant when Monsieur Stenay suggested it, but I don't think it would have been healthy for us to go from meeting infrequently to me moving into your apartment, then straight into marriage.
I was beside myself when you'd gone. It's silly of me, but I thought you might not come back.
Well, I'm here, aren't I? I'm very pleased to see you.
And I am very, very pleased to see you. Can we go somewhere private?
I don't think we should.
No one will know.
I will know. I've been taking this reflective time to really think very deeply about this step we're taking. I wish it had all been different, Henri.
Don't cry.
I wish we'd met differently. Had time for you to woo me. I wish we hadn't done what we did. I feel dirty. I think you may only want me for one thing.
Oh, don't think that, Sylvie. It's not true.
And if we go somewhere private, you may think badly of me. If I could, I'd like us to have never done the things we did.
I don't regret anything. It was just bad luck that when we met, I was already married.
I sometimes wonder if you really want to marry me.
Sylvie, I spent all my time thinking of you. I've risked everything for you.
Oh?
Monsieur Croix, my wife's father, and I have had the most furious arguments.
You've told him?
And her.
You've seen her?
No. Monsieur Stenay sent a letter. I don't want to see her. Guided by Stenay, I'm maintaining my financial position and becoming free. We shall be married next week.
Next week?
I've never seen you so vulnerable, like a little girl. I want to put my arm round you.
If you like.
Can I lift your veil? I want to see your face.
Yes.
We won't be married at an altar, I'm afraid. And there may be only one or two people present. But you must have a beautiful white dress.
Must I?
Like a princess in a fairy tale.
How was it?
I did my little girl impersonation. It inflamed him even more.
Good.
Next week, did you know?
I'm afraid I did.
I expect you know where and for how long as well. Don't tell me. What are you doing here anyway?
The jury have retired until the morning.
How long will I have to be married to him?
3 months.
Ye gods!
Then we'll never have to work again.
And we can move away from this horrible town.
I like Marseille.
There will be too many ghosts. Let's go to Perpignan or somewhere.
Perhaps.
Or Cannes.
Marseille is bigger, and the population fluctuates because of the port. You'll be able to make a new life here without the old one haunting you.
I thought the whole idea of this scheme was that we'd go where we please, do what we like.
Well, let's decide that when we have the money.
What case is it?
The State versus Poncle. Another ridiculous client telling ridiculous lies. The man is a bourgeois, so he, of course, has a mistress. But he's unable to confine himself to the normal hypocritical rules of his gender and society. He decides on an elaborate plan to rid himself of his wife, keep his mistress, and make a pile of money. He tells his wife he's bankrupt, that they must perform some felony in order to maintain their lifestyle. And she, of course, needs little persuading, desirous as she is to maintain shopping as her main occupation. They take out an insurance policy on her life, plan to fake her death, kill someone else, have the fake...
Where would the someone else be procured?
Well, they never get that far. He never intended to get that far. The wife woke one night to find him sawing at her neck with a knife.
You're defending him?
Attempted murder.
But you don't believe he's innocent?
Oh, none of my clients ever are. If I win the case, it's purely for my own satisfaction. I'm indifferent to what they've done or whether they live or die. The only person I ever tell the truth with is you.
Puiseux put his arm around me and I nearly puked. I don't know if I can stand 3 months.
I can stand if you can.
You don't have to do it.
I would if I could. I don't gladly let him have you. It's torture for me as well.
God, is it worth it? Why haven't we just married?
This one windfall.
You're not doing this just for money. It affords you some kind of thrill.
And it doesn't yourself?
I don't know how I'm going to survive.
I shall be your oasis.
I told him our separation was a good time to think about marriage rather than just sex. Maybe I can keep that going after the ceremony. For a while, anyhow.
Why did you mention us being married?
Did I?
Yes.
Well, Monsieur Advocate, it just slipped out.
Must be something you're thinking about, then.
Not especially.
We agreed. No marriage. We're equals. Can't be equals if we're married, and I won't keep you as my mistress, for then also we would not be equal. So you need your own money. See this through, and you'll have your own money. We should be together only if we choose.
I know all the arguments. It's just that when I mix with someone like Puiseux, whose morals are so much more conventional...
He's a hypocrite, like all of us. More enlightened. I hope you're not going to back out of this.
No.
Are you having soft feelings for Puiseux?
No.
The marriage is meaningless. Everything you do with Puiseux is meaningless. We are married. But in our own way, married more than any of those hypocrites. I know them. They come to me with their petty concerns. We're better than them, all of them. And we'll show them how a man and a woman should live.
I love you. Never forget that.
I love you. Oh, God, how I love you. Where are we going?
What did you say, Sylvie Puiseux?
Where are we going?
A small seaside village called Port Grimaud.
Where's that?
To the west. It's very small, very quiet. I've rented a house on the shore. There will be just us and the gentle Mediterranean. Look.
What?
On the platform. Monsieur Stenet.
Who?
He's waving.
Where?
There. Has he come to wave us off? Hello? Monsieur Stenet! I couldn't tell if he was waving to us or to someone else. If it was us, how kind of him. The smoke was making his eyes water. You're crying.
The smoke.
Here, I'll shut the window. Are you sure you're not crying?
No, it's the smoke. Anyway, if I was crying, I'm supposed to. It's my wedding day. Bonsoir, Mrs. Billy.
Bonsoir, Isabelle. Noir, le tout. Everything.
5 minutes home.
Yes?
I have to ask the manager.
You've already sent for him. I saw you press the button as I approached.
No offense.
None taken.
Monsieur Stenet, a pleasure to see you.
5,000 on blacklist.
And why not? Be our guest.
Thank you.
Noir, see you.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
It's too long since you've been in Monte Carlo, monsieur.
Red. All of it.
Take it, Christabel.
Who's Noir?
As you requested, Monsieur Puiseux, a meal has been prepared. The wine is open to breathe. The champagne is on ice. The candles are lit.
Thank you.
Tomorrow I shall shop for you. The weather has been beautiful for the last 3 days and is set to remain so. 24 degrees.
We haven't come for the weather. It's 24 in Marseille.
Of course. I hope you and Madame Puiseux enjoy your stay.
Thank you, Monsieur Corbière.
Will there be anything else?
No.
Then all that remains is for me to wish you a very pleasant evening.
Yes, thank you.
Bonne nuit, monsieur, madame.
No.
I'm starved.
So am I.
I need to eat.
Very well. I've waited this long.
Everything. Red 5.
100,000. Oh, thanks.
If you win, we shan't be able to pay you tonight.
Tomorrow will be fine.
Very well.
Spin it.
C'est la vie, Monsieur Spinet.
Yes. Listen, that was all my cash. Could you give me some credit against my apartment?
Of course. Come with me, please.
Edward, he's getting drunk. Miles from anywhere. Only the sea, the track up to Monsieur Corbière. So alone. Feels like the edge of the world. How long are we staying here?
2 weeks. Thought you said you were starving.
I don't care for the cooking.
Eat some bread, then. Drink some wine. The wine's good.
Yes. Drink wine. Drink champagne. Drink brandy. Drink everything.
10,000. Black.
Il me faut noir. Rien ne va plus. Who's the...
Can I borrow 20?
That will be 30.
Yes.
Look at the stars.
Look at the moon. Look at the sea. It's all ours.
Is there any champagne left in that bottle?
Here. Steady on. You're spilling it.
There's more at the house.
Our whole life will be champagne. Have you ever made love on a beach? I don't want to know who with or anything. In fact, I don't want to know if you've ever done it before. Let's do it now. And pretend it's the first time either of us have made love to each other or anyone else.
Have you ever swum in the sea at night?
Never. To tell you the truth, I can't swim.
Can't swim?
No.
I'm going to.
Isn't it dangerous?
This is the Mediterranean.
I'll guard your clothes. Don't go out too far.
Sea, swim. Edward, could I swim back to Marseille to you?
You're going out of sight!
Edward, I'll be drunk or I'll be swimming. That's how I'll survive.
$20,000.
Red, 12. Why don't you just stick to playing the colors?
Because I don't.
Why do you bet everything every time?
Because I do.
Here in the blue.
Bonsoir, Mr. Dunn.
Bonsoir, Mrs. Dunn.
Hard luck.
Yes.
I'll wait to hear from you.
You'll get your money.
I thought you'd got lost at sea.
I'm a strong swimmer.
You taste of salt.
It's nearly dawn.
Oh, this is more like it.
Pass me the bottle.
How was poor Grimaud?
We had a house on the shore.
How pleasant.
I didn't enjoy it.
No?
Of course not.
You seem perfectly happy.
I'm happy to see you. Aren't you happy to see me? Has something happened?
Why do you think we're not meeting at my apartment?
So no one makes a connection between us?
This is my apartment now.
This?
Everything's gone wrong.
What do you mean?
I went to a casino in Monte Carlo. I've had to sell my apartment. And I still owe them money.
I need a drink.
Over there. Pour me one.
Get it yourself. How much?
I still owe, all told, 50,000.
50?
20 to the casino.
The rest?
Madame Grammer.
Did you owe her that when I asked you?
It was 25 then.
How did it increase 5,000?
I borrowed for the casino.
Have you told me any other lies?
No.
Look away from me. When you look at me, I'll believe anything. Look away and answer again.
No. No other lies.
We'll have to kill Puiseux sooner.
It might be better if you stayed married to him.
No, oh no.
Kill him now and you'll just about get the insurance, but you won't get his estate.
I'm his wife.
The length of time you've been married, his wife, ex-wife, her father will argue his estate is still derived from them.
Would they win?
They would if I represented them. The siren has told Puiseux away. You'll get the insurance, but you mustn't draw attention to yourself.
So when we cash in the insurance policy, there will only be 40,000 left after your debts?
Yes.
Madame Grammer wasn't in a position to collect. There'd be 70,000.
I must pay her.
Must?
Want to.
She can only collect whilst she's alive.
She's been some sort of benefactor to me.
Ugh.
I don't know if she's told anyone I owe her money.
You let me down.
That is an understatement.
You're rather fond of Madame Grammer, aren't you?
Don't be disgusting.
What's disgusting?
When you said fond, you meant... I know what you meant.
This is all wrong. We shouldn't be fighting. I want to leave Widow and be with you. Let's stop all this now.
My debts.
Find some other way of paying
them. Well, I'd have to work for years.
One scheme. That's all we were going to do. Then live forever.
I'm useless. I was going to run away.
And leave me with Puiseux.
Well, you could get rid of him and be comfortable alone.
I don't want to be alone.
Oh, how can you want me when I've done what I've done?
Don't fall into the trap of self-pity and don't think of the past. What's done is done. Find a way forward. We'll have to finish this scheme and start another, that's all. And you must promise never to gamble.
Yes.
Stop looking so miserable.
Can't help it. Watching you off on the train, thinking of you with him.
I'm here now. I'll look after you.
You?
I like looking after you.
Thank you. Thank you.
What's that mark on your neck?
It's nothing.
It's not nothing. Look, it continues downwards.
An accident.
Take your dress off.
I fell.
Off. God. Lisa?
Yes.
Oh, my poor love.
I'm sorry. Puizo, he seems to be unable to differentiate between sex and violence. In fact, there now seems to be only violence.
I'm so sorry.
But only since we're married.
Tomorrow. What time is dinner?
Why?
What time?
8 o'clock.
Servants?
In the evenings, none, and the cook leaves when the food is ready.
You serve yourselves?
She puts out the main course.
So if I knocked on the door at 8:10, he would answer the door and you would be alone with the food?
Yes.
Look at you. How could you do this?
Please, I want to be free.
I'll never hurt you. I want to marry you.
Marry?
Yes. We'll kill him. I want to watch him die. We'll kill him tomorrow.
Sa bouche est triste et je pense à ses fruits mûris. Loin du soleil qui dispense leur chaud coloris.
What do you think of this, cook?
Very good.
Done anything interesting today?
No.
Done anything? Damn, who can that be?
Go and see.
And invited anyone, have I?
Not that I know of.
Well, leave them. Can't be bothered. Impatient, whoever it is.
Why don't you go and see?
Probably a gypsy.
Could be a friend.
Haven't got any anymore.
It might be an old friend come to make peace.
Like you?
A gypsy wouldn't be so insistent.
Whoever it is, they're not going to go away. Monsieur Sinet. I was passing.
Sprinkle it over his food.
She's just begun dinner.
Will he notice? No, sit back down. Stop trembling.
Well, no, no, of course not. Come in. There's enough for one more, always enough.
I mean, I don't mind watching while you finish your meal, if you're sure you don't mind.
Yeah. Not at all. Come in then.
Look, Sylvie, it's Monsieur Stenay, a social visit he was passing.
How kind of you to call.
Not at all.
I'm afraid we're eating dinner.
Oh, please continue. I've eaten. Sure you wouldn't like some?
Sure. Thank you.
Cook's piled my plate far too high. There's more than enough for me.
Monsieur Stenay said he's eaten.
Just being hospitable.
Please, just eat. Don't mind me.
Well, I'm going to eat. Go on. Take a mouthful.
It is very good.
Yes. Now, husband, you have 30 seconds to live.
Edouard, may I call you Edouard?
Hmm.
On the railway station the other week, we were setting off on our honeymoon and I saw you on the platform.
Yes.
This may sound presumptuous, but I saw you waving, apparently to someone near us.
No.
15 seconds.
No. I was waving to you.
See, Sylvie, I was right.
10 seconds.
Sylvie?
I'm sorry.
Weren't you listening? At the railway station, it was us to whom Edouard was waving.
Five.
Five? What do you mean, five? Why are you looking at me like that?
Zero. I want to tell him. I want to tell him.
Sylvie, are you all right?
Yes, yes.
You don't seem all right.
Did you have a pleasant stay in Port Grimaud?
Very pleasant. Sylvie swam a lot. She's an excellent swimmer, I discovered.
Oh, really? Edward, we must do something.
Did you acquire that skill at home in Lille, Madame Cuiseau? Sylvie, answer, Monsieur Stenet.
Yes, no, Lille isn't by the sea.
But it has rivers.
Did you swim?
Me? No. Tell the truth, I'm scared of water. Petrified. In fact, my heart races merely on the thought.
Your heart races?
I should say. In fact, God, it's never raced like this.
It's racing faster.
Oh, God.
And you're sweating. Are you all right?
Can't breathe.
It's working.
Sylvie, can you?
What?
Oh, God! Help!
You don't look very well, Cuiseau.
By the way,
I resent the fact you've been beating the woman I love. Do you hear me?
He's dead, isn't he?
Yes.
I thought it wasn't going to work.
Well, it has.
We've killed him.
Yes.
We've killed someone.
That was the intention.
I killed him.
We killed him.
I put the poison on his food.
I gave him the poison.
When you said he'd die of a heart attack, I never thought...
I must go. You must call the doctor.
Edward. You told Guido I'm the woman you love.
Did you, does it?
Not now. Alone, when I've been alone, I felt powerless. With you, I feel I can do anything.
I'll never leave you now. You're the other half of me, Sylvie. Shall we...
Shall we what?
Here.
See it, Edward. Your face looks strange and familiar at the same time. Eyes clenched shut, body taut. You could be about to cry out or laugh or die. Cuiseau, when he died, looked like Cuiseau when he made love. A little death. A petite mort.
Shall I?
Yes.
God! Oh, God! God!
Now your eyes open wide. And look deep into me. And shudder, spasm, every sinew, muscle.
God!
And fall. Oh, there, my little boy.
Hold me.
I am. Is it an accident we cry out, God? Is this the closest we get?
Come.
Are you busy, madame?
Just reading the papers.
A letter, madame.
Open it, will you, Gandalf?
Shall I read it?
Please.
Ah, a check. From Monsieur Stenay.
Oh.
No message, only his card.
What value is the check?
20,000 francs, madame.
He still owes me another 10. Bring me my writing box. I shall invite him to dinner. It's so long since I've seen Edward.
What do you think?
There's balconies to the sea. Beautiful.
You are.
Are you sure it wouldn't be better to leave Marseille?
I've a good name here. And now we have the insurance, we can afford this kind of place for the time being.
Have you paid the casino?
Yes.
And Madame Grammar?
Yes.
We need another scheme.
We do, eventually.
Now.
Step it on.
Otherwise, we'll settle to a happy medium. A house like this would be very seductive. We'd settle and just muddle along in an average sort of way.
Safe schemes are not easy to conceive.
I think I've got one.
Go on.
That man you were defending, Poncre.
Yes?
his plan has possibilities. I mean, if it wasn't in order to deceive his wife, if it was actually together with his wife, his idea to take insurance on her, then pretend she died, substitute her body with that of another.
Death certificate?
A doctor arrives at the house of Edouard Stenay, distinguished lawyer, distraught, grieving lawyer, is told by bereft lawyer his wife has died, is taken to a body. No signs of unnatural death. Is it going to cross his mind it's not lawyer's wife?
But who is it?
Somebody else.
Who?
I'll think of something. She's buried, I'm hidden, Paris or somewhere. You collect the insurance, leave your career, heartbroken, everyone sympathetic, we are reunited.
Somebody would have to be a somebody nobody would miss.
Or care about, yes.
By the way, close your eyes.
Why?
Please. Now open them.
Edward, that is a wedding ring.
Do you have any plans for this afternoon?
A letter, madame.
Well, let me see. From Edward?
The hand is familiar.
He won't be coming to dinner.
No?
No.
I'm sorry, madame.
Sorry?
Have you read the paper yet, madame?
Not all of it.
There's a small article on page 12.
How does it concern me?
It details the wedding of Monsieur Stenay.
To whom?
Mademoiselle Sylvie Vauvestre.
Get out.
Very good, madame.
What now?
I heard a knock.
Get out!
So, what have you brought us today?
Fruit, again. It's the best thing for you.
So ungrateful, Sandrine.
I've spent my whole life being grateful to someone.
Do you want some of this fruit or not?
Of course she does. Please don't take any notice of her.
Groveler.
Madame Stenay's an angel for what she does.
Angel? Her hat's worth more than your life.
It's not her fault she's wealthy and she uses her wealth for good.
Well, I would like one of those peaches as it happens. At least you don't try and shove religion down our throats like the sisters. At least it's only food you try to feed us.
Tuberculosis?
Approximately 2 months to live.
The doctor might spot she had TB.
We'll bring her home and get her looking well, even if it is only on the outside. There shouldn't be an autopsy.
Do you like it here at Villa Montpellier?
The view is wonderful.
Think we need a maid or something?
We'd only have to get rid of her when the girl comes.
That boat wasn't in last night. Miss Felicite is the one who has no family?
None. It's a vile place, Edward.
I can imagine. Not that I want to.
We could go away on a boat like that. I said I'd make a donation.
Oh?
I thought 1,000.
1,000? Yes, why not? Let's do what little we can to help. How so?
I could ask next week, I think.
That's from yesterday. On your death, you're worth 200,000 francs.
200?
I took out two policies. These companies are in competition. They don't talk to each other.
I love you.
Enter. Madame Stenay, here again.
Yes. Dr. Green, may I talk to you?
I have a minute.
I've brought the donation.
1,000 francs. And very generous it is, too. We'll add you and your husband's name to our list of benefactors.
We'd rather be anonymous. Apart from the donation, I've been wondering... You see, I really want to do something, something more than money or the occasional visit. How long has Felicity Poe to live?
A month, maximum.
Oh, and there's no escape for her?
None, bar a miracle.
I've talked quite a lot to her and Sandrine, but I've taken an especial liking to Felicite, and I was wondering if it would be foolish of me to suggest I take her home with me. to live out her last days in comfort. I don't mean to suggest that she isn't looked after here, but she's never really had a chance in life, so... Well, anyway, perhaps it's a ridiculous idea.
Well, it's not ridiculous, not at all. In fact, it's an admirable act of charity. If I could find homes for all our terminal patients, we'd have more resources to treat those in the primary stages of their disease. When would you like to take her?
Do you think she'll want to come?
I could have two orderlies deliver her today.
Tomorrow?
Dr. Gree will have her delivered.
And will you have to sign for her? Will you have to say, I am now responsible for Felicite Pope?
Nothing formal.
That's a disgrace.
It is rather.
She should go in the pink room. It's got the balcony above this. She can lie in bed and watch the boats.
We must be nice to her, Edward. It's her last day.
I'll be nice. Don't get too involved, Susie.
No, I shan't.
I don't want to see you hurt. She'll only be here a month, at most.
And look, Felicite, if I draw the curtains and throw open the door... Oh, Madame Stenay. Sylvie, call me Sylvie. How many times do I have to tell you? It's a wonderful view. Better than the stone walls of the hospital.
Why are you being so kind? No one's ever been this kind to me.
I feel fortunate. I've flirted with poverty.
I can't imagine you poor.
Well, I was. My father went bankrupt and died. Then I was a servant. Having no money is the worst thing in the world.
To have this house, you must have money.
Oh, not enough. I think I'll only ever relax when I have a huge amount of money.
Oh, how much is huge to you?
200,000 francs.
No.
Yes.
You don't have any servants.
I hated being a servant, and I don't think anyone else should be one, especially to me. I'll do everything myself. You don't have to worry about a thing.
I think having no love is the worst thing in the world.
I have love.
Yes, it shines from you. There's something I want to say, something I know we both know, but neither has said. I shall die very soon. There is no cure, no hope, but I shall live out my short span here in circumstances so surpassing my life in material terms. It's as if I've taken the first steps towards heaven. I've made you cry.
Oh, le ciel clair d'Esperance, un beau jour, tu m'as paru si jolie.
Been swimming?
Yes.
She here?
Yes. In the pink room. I took her up for supper.
What is it?
Nothing.
It's not nothing. What?
She said something. Something about dying, knowing she's dying.
The fact that she's dying is the whole point.
No, the fact that she's poor and has no family and no one gives a damn about her dying is the whole point.
Yes?
Are we disturbing you?
No.
This is my husband, Edward.
Enchanté.
This is Felicite.
Monsieur Stenay.
I hope you have a pleasant stay here. I'll see you downstairs soon.
How was supper?
Oh, beautiful.
You ate most of it. What's the matter?
You knocked.
Yes.
You didn't have to knock. It's your house and I'm...
What?
I'm just me.
It would have been rude of me to walk in unbidden.
Is that you swimming earlier?
Yes.
I thought so.
Do you swim?
When I was small, we lived in Calcasso. I swam in the River Road.
See? It fits.
It's hanging off me.
Yeah. I'll tie a knot in the shoulder straps.
Oh, you're brown. Make me look like a ghost.
The sun, the salt and the wind. Come on, you're decent now. Here. Hold on to me down these three little steps.
Oh, the sand's hot.
Too hot?
No, not too hot. You can run if you want. I saw you run in the sea before.
I'll walk with you. Tell me if you need to stop.
There's waves today. The wind.
Oh, even those little ones have knocked me over.
That's part of the fun.
Oh, that boy's staring at me.
So?
But he weighs more than I do.
Come on!
Oh, hey, what's it? Oh, oh, he's put me down!
Oh, hold on! See, we're only in 3 feet of water.
Oh, I feel so stupid.
My fault.
Oh, my, that little boy's laughing.
I'll throw a stone at him.
Don't.
I was joking.
Oh, my mouth's full of salt.
Let's walk out further. Hold my hand.
Oh, oh, it's warm.
Hmm. This is far enough. What stroke do you do?
Breaststroke, but I don't...
I'll hold you up. You see if you can move your arms and legs.
Oh.
Let yourself go forward towards the water. Then when you're in the water, I'll support you underneath. Try now. Don't fight the water. Make friends with it. The sea's much easier than the river. It supports you. Try again.
Oh, God, it's useless.
Oh, you nearly did it then. Don't hold your breath this time. You moved 5 meters at least.
You were pushing me along.
No, I was following you.
Sous le ciel clair de ce grand beau jour, tu m'as paru si jolie.
How is she today?
Oh, Milo.
Une soleil de ma vie.
Swim! Swim with me! I'm trying!
How is the girl?
Felicite?
Yes.
She's not very well today.
She needs to look reasonably well before she can pass here.
La grand coup, réveillait les désirs les plus fous. Je
sentis. It's brown skin now.
How does it feel?
Good. Watch.
Felicite, that's wonderful.
I opened my eyes under the water. I saw a fish.
Mais j'ai cherché vainement pour retour.
How long now, do you think?
Not long.
De Marilou, les beaux yeux de
velours. What's the date today?
25th of July. Why?
It's my birthday in 3 days. I want to be able to swim the length of the row of beach house. Oh, my birthday.
Oh, Marilou, Marilou.
I think it's time to do it.
I don't know.
It should have happened by now.
She isn't ready.
Ready enough. She might suddenly get worse. You never know with these TB cases.
Edward, if I ask you something, will you promise not to shout at me?
Go on.
It's her birthday in 3 days.
So?
I want her to have a wonderful birthday.
You've become too involved.
No, no, Edward, don't say that. I still want to go ahead. It's my idea, remember?
What an extraordinary woman you are. Very well. After her birthday.
Come in.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Felicite. Happy birthday to you.
Cake and champagne.
Cake and champagne for breakfast, then shopping.
Shopping?
We must buy you some gloves.
Gloves?
Gloves for tonight. We're going to the opera.
Hello, Madame Stenay. We are down to the black, the white, or the blue.
You decide, Felicity. The dress I'm lending you is cream, so any of these will go.
I don't know. I've never had to decide anything like this before.
Very well. Wrap all three, please.
All three? It's a waste. Look how much they cost.
Put them on my account.
Certainement, Madame Stenay.
I'll take the blue. Just the blue.
Madame?
Do as she says.
Yes, madame.
Take all three. Yes, you're right. To buy three pairs is gross.
Sylvie?
Yes?
Madame Volvest? Or should I say Madame Sylvie Stenay?
Yes, Madame Grammel, you should. My name is Madame Stenay now.
How lovely to bump into you. Gandon, you remember Sylvie?
Indeed I do. Bonjour, Madame Stenay.
Bonjour, Gandon.
I was delighted to hear of you and Edward. Surprised? But delighted. No, I lie. I wasn't surprised. When your first husband died so suddenly, it's only human to turn to someone for comfort. And Edward was on hand, I suppose. Who's this girl? Your servant?
Felicity Pearl, madame.
What a charming curtsy.
Please, Felicity, don't.
How is Edward?
He's away on business.
We're at Monte Carlo, I pray. We know what trouble he gets into when he goes there.
Your gloves, madame.
Thank you.
And you're married to each other now. How sweet. He paid me 20,000 francs, you know. Nearly cleared all his debts. By the way, Sylvie, when I heard you'd persuaded Fiso to marry you, your previous marriage, I understood those things we discussed the last time we met.
Come, Felicity.
Give my regards to Edward. Tell him if he needs anything to just ask. He reminds me of your father, the same little habits.
He won't ever need anything from you.
No. I should think you satisfy him in most respects. You've done so well, servant girl to wife of a lawyer. I saw Madame Puisseau, the widow of your first husband, you know. She often mentions you.
Sylvie?
What?
I've got the gloves.
Yes, yes.
Are you all right?
Yes, come on. Goodbye, Gandon.
Goodbye, Sylvie and Mademoiselle Paul.
Goodbye, Sylvie. Goodbye, Felicity.
Sylvie.
I'm all right.
Who was she?
Someone I used to know. Let's go swimming.
Do we have this box all to ourselves?
Yes. Here. Opera glasses. Look through these. Look at the people sitting below.
Why?
That's what you're supposed to do.
They're looking back at me.
They're supposed to. They think you are somebody.
But I'm not.
It's all a bluff. Watch.
Ooh.
Hello.
They're waving back. Do you know them?
Never seen them before. Watch. I'll wave at someone else I've never seen before. Hello there.
They're waving back too. I'm going to laugh.
You try. Not a big wave.
They're waving to me.
They think you're somebody. So when you wave at them, the others will witness it and think those being waved at are themselves somebodies.
Oh, it's silly. They're smiling.
Oh, the lights have gone out. It's starting. The tram conductor. Felicity, have you made a joke?
Is that the end?
The interval. I need the ladies' room.
Shall I stay here?
Try to find some nice young man to make eyes at. If there's a knock at the door, it'll be the champagne.
Champagne?
Of course.
Oh, now, whom shall I wave to? Yes?
Champagne, mademoiselle.
Thank you.
Shall I open it?
Yes, please.
Will there be anything else, mademoiselle?
I don't know. I'm afraid I haven't any money. My friend is paying.
It is already paid for, mademoiselle.
Oh.
Felicity, I thought it was you.
Madame Grammont, I'm afraid Madame Stenay isn't here.
Isn't she?
She'll be back in a minute.
Shall I wait? Yes. Let me sit down. Champagne. How lovely.
A special occasion?
It's my birthday.
How wonderful. Many happy returns.
Thank you.
And is this your favourite opera?
Yes.
How fortunate that it's being performed on your birthday. But do you really prefer this to, say, La Bohème?
I don't know.
Of course you don't. Where do you live, Felicite? And I may call you Felicite. I haven't seen you before today, and then suddenly I see you in all the best places.
I don't really belong here.
Have you any friends other than Madame Stinney?
I think I have to go.
You seem upset. Has Sylvie upset you?
No, I must go. Please, let go of my arm.
That's a charming necklace you're wearing. Did Sylvie lend it to you?
Yes.
I thought I'd seen it before.
What the hell are you doing here?
Talking to Felicity.
Let go of her arm.
I was helping her. She seemed upset.
Now, get out. Oh, get out of my box. Felicity?
Don't.
The second heart's beginning.
I want to go.
It's your treat. There's the champagne.
I'm going.
Villa Montdidier, Rue d'Or.
C'est bon.
Madame Stinney.
Why so formal?
I want to thank you for everything you've done for me. But I'm leaving.
Leaving?
I don't belong.
Rubbish.
No. I don't. I shall return to the hospital.
You shouldn't take any notice of the likes of Madame Grammaire.
You do. It's been wonderful, but now it only makes me sad. I know I look better, and it's like I said, as if I've taken my first steps to heaven. Except your life is no more heaven than mine was. All it has is frills adorning it.
You're better because you've been eating properly, swimming in the sea, and not having to worry about money. Those aren't frills.
This way of living is not my fate.
Fate does not exist.
I'd rather die amongst my own kind.
You haven't ever taken anything in your life, have you?
I don't understand what you say.
You've lived your life like a scared mouse, creeping in shadows, occasionally running from corner to corner, feeding off crumbs, pathetically grateful.
Madame Stinney, your necklace.
Mon Dieu, is that Felicite?
It's all right, Monsieur Stinney. I'm leaving in the morning.
What's been going on?
I'll go to bed now.
It's a miracle.
Want her?
Be stupid.
Go and have her. I'm sure she'd be grateful. I need a drink. It made me feel good, Edward. I thought I'd found something, that I had a gift. I was going to suggest we settle down, change our plans, that I could do more for people like her. Change, be happy. Spat my kindness back in my face. Have you the poison?
Yes.
She'll be hungry. Why don't you take her up some supper, something plain? She'll probably refuse anything decent.
I love you, Sylvie.
Thank you, Edward.
I'll see to it. Put some music on, if you like.
Oh, that's a good idea.
I'll go back up in a minute. How's the opera?
So-so.
Felicity enjoyed?
Not much.
You're looking very beautiful tonight. Hello.
that someone for here?
I can't think who.
We can't pretend we're not in. Lights on, music playing.
Whoever it is, they'll just have to go away. Ignore it.
Edward! Edward!
Madame Cranmer.
Go and see if Felicite's eating.
What's she want?
10,000 francs.
There's somebody in there, I know it.
Madame Cranmer can't be desperate for 10,000 francs.
You should have paid her in full. Go and see to Felicite.
The police will be here in a minute.
The police? What's she talking about?
I struck her.
Struck her?
At the opera.
What for?
She cornered Felicite.
I won't go away.
Why didn't you tell me before?
Why did you say you paid her?
I paid most of it.
Edward, don't let me down now. I'll see to Madame Cranmer.
What do you mean?
I can hear voices in there.
Get upstairs before the girl makes a noise. Madame Cranmer, have you been ringing the bell long?
Is Edward here?
He's upstairs. I was on the balcony, and what with the music and the sea. But I'm very pleased you're here, for it gives me the opportunity to apologize.
You want to apologize?
Please. Why don't you come in? I'll call Edward down so you won't have to be alone with me.
You don't frighten me. You may want to apologize. We all want to apologize when we realize we're about to be punished. I'm having you arrested.
Oh?
Hundreds of people saw you assault me.
The bruise on your face, did I do that?
You did. I came here to reassure Edward I hold him in no way responsible for your actions.
Would you like a last drink?
I'm sorry. Ye gods, what on earth?
Keep still and shut up or I'll cut your head off. Keep still! That is the sound of someone in their death throes. Someone far better than you. Do you know how much I've wanted to kill you? Do you realize how much I've yearned for the ecstasy of killing you? Listen! Those noises upstairs. I wonder if you'll make those noises. Blood, it just...
In your hair, your eyes...
It...
Your arms, your dress, your knees...
And I... And it...
You lost your temper.
Poor Edward. I've let you down.
I feel terribly tired.
Should we run?
Where to? No money. Have to live like fugitives.
What will happen?
Execution.
I demand we're executed together.
Give me the knife. Kiss me. I will really stop it. Formulating my defense. When they charge me with Felicity's murder, I shall countercharge them with hypocrisy.
Nobody cared about her life, so to care about her death is the summit of hypocrisy. And if they find out about Puiseux, so what?
Quiet.
No one liked him. And as for Madame Grammer, she was old and cruel. Mm. There are only little deaths. It'll be a wonderful trial. For the first time in my career, I'll be defending someone I really believe in.
I want to make love.
It's too late.
I want to make love.
You lost your temper.
I'm sorry. Look at me. Promise you'll never look at another woman that way.
Promise. I'd like a last kiss.
Jump from the balcony while there's still time.
Let me go.
You've still got the necklace. Sell it.
No.
If you die, I won't be able to bear it. Yours will be a big death, a hole in the sky.
Lord.
If you won't jump, I'll throw you.
No,
no, run.
Billet, madame, s'il vous plaît. Merci. Paris?
Oui.
7h30.
Nearly dawn. You'll be being walked across the yard. Hands tied behind your back? I expect your hands are tied behind your back. Head up. I hope you have your head up, Edward. Oh, Edward, keep your head up. Edward Stanley, your lovely head with its brilliant brain. Keep your neck long. Let there be no mistake. We wanted something, Edward. Those poor other fools didn't know what life was for. It was them or us. We had an appetite. I followed the trial. You were brilliant. The judge says we are evil. What does he know about love? You'll be on the steps now. Is there a man in a hood? Do they wear hoods? Are they afraid you'll look them in the eye? Once you looked someone in the eye in that particular way, they were yours. Do you look up? Do you see the blade glint? Oh, it's sharp. Blunt blade would be cruel. You kneel, then lie. Rest your neck on the block. Are maneuvered by the guards so your neck is a clean target. I have been told, Edward, that once your head has been severed from your body, your brilliant brain will survive for 12 seconds. What can you think of, Edward, in those 12 seconds? What do you think of me?
Ready?
One. Did you scream or cry out? Two. No, you wouldn't. Three. You had a good life, Edward. Four, I use the word good advisedly. Five, don't blame me. Six, I know you don't blame me. Seven, when you made love to me, it was... Eight, it was... Nine, my baby boy. Ten... I love you, Edward. 11. I love you, Edward. 12. I love you, Edward. Edward Stenay. I'll see you in hell. Thank you.
Le chaland glisse sans trêve sur l'eau de Satan. Où s'en va-t-il, vers quel rêve, vers quel incertain?
In La Petite Mort by Nick Stafford, Sylvie Volvestre was played by Diane Bull. Jack Claff was Edouard Stenay. Geoffrey Beavers was Henri Puiseau. And Diana Payan was Madame Gramat. Félicité was played by Emma Chambers. Don McCorkindale was Gandon. Malcolm Ward was Dr. Gris. And Susanna Corbett was Madame Puiseau. Paul Panting played the casino manager. Nina Wadia was the croupier, and Lyndon Gregory was Corbière. The director was Claire Grove.
Sur terre, ton nom.